All right, gang. I know you guys got deadlines, all that fun stuff, so fire away.
How do you feel about your day today?
I think good. You know, I think I know John addressed you last night, you know, about our move out of the first round. We thought, you know, with not an opportunity to go way up in the draft from 25, we thought it was a little bit more value to move down, and we were able to get players that we think can help our football team and guys that we think we got good value with.
What about Derek? Talk about each one, I guess, starting with Wolf.
Well, I think, you know, Derek's a guy that played both five technique end as well as three technique defensive tackle. He's got good length. He's got good speed for that length, 6'5", 300 pounds. He's got a great frame to get bigger. He's very, very productive as far as creating havoc on the quarterback, mostly because he does a great job with his hands as far as snatching off things. And I think the most productive sack guy of all the tackles in the draft. He's got a great motor. He's on some testing things that we do. He's a high character guy, and you know, I think that will bring a great attitude to our defense.
John, do you see him as a guy you can rotate in and out, or is he a guy that can stay for all three downs?
You know, that's way too early to say. You know, I mean, all the prognosticators talk about drafts and all that. You know, time will tell. You know, he's a guy that we, you know, have great appreciation for. Obviously, we drafted him, and a guy that we think, you know, can be productive in our league. But only time will tell.
Why decision to take Brock Osweiler when you did?
You know, he's a guy that when we went to visit, you know, thought he had an outstanding interview, outstanding workout. You know, he's a guy that we think has a bright future. I don't think you can ever have too many quarterbacks. You know, I don't think it's going to be one of those things where, you know, Peyton Manning feels threatened by any stretch. But, you know, again, he's a good young guy. He's got great mobility for a guy that big. He's got quick twitch. Again, having a, you know, a tall body helps you, you know, see through some of those lanes you get in this league. So all in all, I thought he's, you know, is what you're looking for in a prototypical quarterback in the National Football League.
What do you feel like Osweiler has that the other quarterbacks that were on the board didn't have that made you guys like him?
You know, again, there was, you know, everybody has their own evaluations. I think the thing that was most impressive to us was his accuracy, his mobility for a big guy, you know, and just his production, being a young guy coming out, and I'm sure he'll learn a lot from Peyton Manning.
Was he the highest guy on your board at that point?
Yes.
John, it was John Elway had talked about getting three starters again in the draft. I guess that's always the goal. Did you have any misgivings about using a relatively high pick, your second pick, on a guy who obviously is not going to be a starter?
Well, I think, you know, the quarterback position in this league, not that it over time hasn't been a key position. I think, you know, creating that competition, grooming a guy, bringing a guy in, you know, I think it's always good because it's such a premium position. So, you know, you never know what happens. It's important to have depth, and, you know, it's an important position moving forward in time.
Brock sounded very excited to be able to learn under Peyton Manning, even if it takes a few years. Did you already know that before you picked him, or were you just hoping?
You know, I mean, I think anybody would be excited to, you know, be behind Peyton Manning, you know, four-time MVP, you know, probably first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. And he's very cerebral. I mean, he knows how to prepare, knows what to look for, knows how to watch tape, understands the game, you know, as well as anybody. So I think whoever we took, you know, I'm sure, you know, Caleb and Weber are excited to learn about Peyton Manning as well.
You feel Brock's capable of being your number two right away?
You know, again, they compete, and that's why you go out there and practice, and that's why, you know, we'll have to set a depth chart at some point, and, you know, it's their job to redefine the depth chart.
Does that remind you of anyone you have seen play in the NFL in the last, say, 10 years?
Does
Hillman remind you of anyone you've seen over the last 10 years in the NFL?
Well, I think, you know, one of the big things was no offense to Marshall, but he broke, you know, all of his records there at San Diego State, and he fared pretty well. You know, I think, you know, he'd be an example. That's the first one that comes to mind. You know, it's pretty big shoes to fill, but You know, he's that dynamic, kind of a Sproles-like, very explosive. He's dynamic whether you hand it to him, you know, check it down to him, or, you know, even long passes to him. So he's a pretty all-around running back.
Do you see him as an every-down back? Do you see him as an every-down back?
You know, he'll define that. You know, these guys will define themselves with practice time and, you know, try to create competition, and my experience has been that makes them better.
Could you pick the lot of running backs in the return game?
Okay, I'll go this way. All right.
You expect to use Hillman in the return game?
You know, again, we'll see. I mean, he'll get the opportunity, and what he does with it, you know, be dependent on him.
You picked a lot of running backs in the last decade, early rounds. Hillman's a little different skill set than some of the others. What did you see in him that you really liked about him? And does this indicate that the offense is going to be a lot different than other offenses?
I don't think at all. I mean, you know, there's different skill sets at that position. There's been some guys that have been real big and been successful, been medium and been successful, been small and been successful. So we just liked, you know, his production, you know, his explosiveness when he touches the ball. He makes big plays. So, you know, I think time will tell.
John, said before the draft when the team spread them out last year, that was an issue. Did the corner board just not fall the way you hoped, expected?
Yeah, I think, you know, we stay true to our board. You know, I think our personnel people, you know, have done a great job. Matt Russell and his staff, all our scouts, you know, they grinded and worked very hard to stack the board, and you got to stay true to your board. So, you know, as we get ready to pick and, you know, we'll slide up or down depending upon what opportunities we have, and then we take the next best guy on the board.
So we can gather Wolf with, you have Wolf rated highly, more highly than
say, some of the people you might have had or some of the prognosticators.
Well, I'm probably not a good example.
Come on, like, don't sell yourself short.
What separates Wolf from those other guys that we stupidly thought might have been ahead of him?
You said that, I didn't. You know, again, you know, we evaluated, we look at a lot of tape. You know, we work at it probably in most cases harder than those people that, you know, talk about it on TV. So, you know, we'll stay true to what we do, not so much public opinion. And obviously, we thought very highly of Derek.
Were you taken with his effort in most games? Was that one of his calling cards, you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of what separates guys at this level, I mean, everybody. You know, we have our first team meeting. Everybody that has one of those chairs obviously has some God-given talent, or they wouldn't have one of those chairs. And I think, you know, from experience, you know, it's the makeup of a guy that makes the difference. And so that we put a lot of stock in that.
Coach, both Wolf and Hillman said they didn't spend a lot of time talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that typical? I mean, in your decade-plus drafting, where you'll grab a guy that you haven't spent a lot of time with?
Well, I mean, we evaluate the tape, you know. And, you know, we see them, you know, obviously at the combine, and we do a lot of research, a lot of testing. You know, we've had guys that we've taken that we've not spent a boatload of time with. These guys, they would be included.
Does that have anything to do with not wanting to tip other teams off?
Very much so.
Seriously?
Yes.
John, when you took Brock Osweiler at 57, did you have some indication that you couldn't wait much longer on him, that he was going to get taken shortly thereafter?
You know, again, you just stay true to your board. You know, I mean, you don't get all upset about that. You know, so if that guy's there, you like him, you're committed to him, we're committed to him, and you pick your guy.
Well, yesterday, obviously, there were a couple of moments where guys that you might have wanted at 25 ended up not getting there. Did that happen today, or were you able to get those picks where you wanted today?
Well, the exciting part about what we did last night was, you know, it weren't that many picks. I mean, it was a little bit like a year ago, pick and bond. I mean, it was one pick ahead of us, so not too much can happen. We felt that comfort today, or this morning, or whatever it was, this afternoon, felt like morning. That you know, he would get to us, and you know, we evaluated that you know, last night and again earlier today, and it worked out.
Osweiler wasn't about Peyton having a bad month of conditioning.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't a factor. It's a guy we like that we think has a bright future in the future.
Anything else for the coach? All right, thanks.
All right, gang. Thank you.